This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 20 to Pentecost underscore Tuesday underscore even. 20 to Pentecost Tuesday even first posted November 1st 04. Hosea 12:2-14 Rebellion and Restoration, Acts 26:24-27:8 Paul's Voyage to Rome, Luke 8:40-56 Raising Jairus' Daughter, Hosea Paraphrase, The Lord had a complaint against Judah, the southern kingdom, named for the son of Jacob Israel, and would punish Jacob, the northern kingdom, Israel, Judah's father. Patriarch whose 12 sons became the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob strove with his brother, Esau, at his birth, Hosea 12:3, see Genesis 25:26, and as an adult, strove with God, Hosea 12:4a, see Genesis 32:22-30. He came to a personal knowledge of God at Bethel, Hosea 12:4b, see Genesis 28:11-17. Judah is urged, by the help of God, to return to God, to hold fast to love and justice and to wait for God. Ephraim, one of the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom, their tribal inheritance was territory which later became Samaria, is indicted for economic injustice. Ephraim has placed confidence in material wealth, but material wealth cannot circumvent punishment for his guilt. The Lord will cause them to return to the wilderness. The Lord had led Israel by his prophets since the time of the Exodus from Egypt. Those who ignore the prophets will be held responsible to God's judgment. Gilead had become a place of evildoers, Hosea 6:8-11. Gilgal had become a place of idolatrous worship. Ephraim will be held accountable for his provocation, disobedience and unrepentance, so the Lord will not forgive his sins and will cause him to receive punishment according to his deeds. Acts paraphrase, Paul had been attacked by Jews in the temple in Jerusalem. He had been arrested and imprisoned by Roman authorities awaiting the outcome of an investigation. During his detention he presented his case to Festus, governor of Judea, and Nero Agrippa, the governor of northern Roman provinces of Israel. Paul had presented testimony of the gospel and his conversion, Acts 26:1-23. On hearing that Jesus' resurrection from the dead was the fulfillment of scriptural prophecy, Festus declared that Paul's learning had caused him to become crazy, but Paul replied that he was not crazy, but speaking the truth. Paul appealed to King Agrippa to verify the truth of Jesus' resurrection, suggesting that these events had not escaped Agrippa's notice, and asked Agrippa if he believed the prophets. Agrippa replied that Paul was not going to convert him to Christianity so quickly. Paul replied that he hoped that all who heard him would come to know the truth of the gospel. Then Festus and Agrippa and their associates left the hall, and as they discussed the case among themselves, they agreed that Paul had done nothing deserving execution or imprisonment. Agrippa told Festus that if Paul had not appealed to Caesar he could have been set free. Arrangements were made to send Paul by ship to Rome with other prisoners in the custody of a centurion of the Augustan cohort named Julius. They sailed from Caesarea to Sidon on a ship of Adramatime which was heading for Asia, modern Turkey, accompanied by Aristarchus, Paul's missionary companion and fellow worker, Acts 19:29, file 1124. Paul's guard treated him kindly and allowed him to stay with friends. Then they sailed along the southern coast of Asia Minor to Myra. There they transferred to an Alexandrian ship sailing for Italy. It took several days to sail to Cnidus, because of unfavorable winds, and then they sailed south of Crete to fair havens near the city of Lasea. Luke's paraphrase, when Jesus returned from Jerusalem, one of the cities of the Decapolis, east of the Sea of Galilee, a ruler of the synagogue at Capernaum, named Jairus, came to Jesus and asked him to come and heal his 12-year-old daughter who was dying. On the way, a crowd followed, and a woman in the crowd who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his garment, and her hemorrhage was healed instantly. Jesus asked who had touched him. Those around him denied it, and Peter suggested that it was probably just jostling by the crowd. But Jesus said that he had perceived that power had gone forth from him. When the woman realized that she could not remain anonymous, she came and confessed why she had touched him and how she had immediately been healed. Jesus told her that her faith had made her well, and told her to go in peace. Commentary: The Lord sent his prophets to lead and preserve his people, Hosea 12:14. By his prophets the people were delivered from bondage to sin and death, and led through the wilderness into the promised land. Those who ignore the warnings of the prophets will receive God's punishment. Hosea 12:11-14. Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophets. Jesus is the help that comes from God, Acts 26:22-23. Festus thought Paul was crazy. Agrippa was not convinced. Both realized that Paul was innocent, but instead of acting on that belief they went along with the worldly system. They tried to avoid personal responsibility and passed the decision on to Caesar. The hemorrhagic woman recognized her need, believed in Jesus, and acted on her faith. She took personal responsibility for her actions. Because she believed and acted in faith, she was healed. She received the help that comes from God, the salvation that is only through Jesus. There is a day of judgment coming when each of us will be individually accountable to God for what we have done with the good news of forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness and salvation, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Those who have ignored the warnings of the prophets, the scriptures, apostles and evangelists, will not be forgiven and will receive eternal punishment. Those who come to Jesus in trust and obedience will receive forgiveness and eternal life in heaven with the Lord. Matthew 25:31-46, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. Will we return to the Lord, hold on to love and justice and wait for the help that comes from God, or will we pursue economic injustice and trust in our material wealth, Hosea 12:6-8. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46? Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?